On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Mike Pence breaking the deadlock in the Senate on Tuesday. Two Republicans voted with Democrats against confirmation. Florida's U.S. senators split along party lines. Republican Marco Rubio voted for DeVos. Democrat Bill Nelson voted against. On Wednesday, the new secretary addressed the troops at the Department of Education. DeVos vowed to work with everyone, including her opponents, in ensuring the best education for American children. And she asked her staff to join her.
My challenge to you is simple. Think big, be bold, and act to serve students. Together, we will find new ways in which we can positively transform education.
Local school superintendents, meantime, are taking a wait-and-see position.
I don't think it's a surprise. I think that's been telegraphed since President Trump became president. Like the new administration, I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give them a chance to work through the process and see what we can get done.
Escambia County's Malcolm Thomas says there's one message that he heard consistently from the Trump administration and from DeVos during her confirmation hearing.
They're wanting to push more control back to local school boards and superintendents. I'm certainly very supportive of that. I think we've been overregulated from both the federal government and the state government, so any relief that we can get in that regard would be welcome.
DeVos has spent more than two decades promoting charter schools and publicly funded voucher programs for private schools, both in her home state of Michigan and in other states.
You know, in Florida, we've been in that arena for quite some time. We already have vouchers and we already have progressive charter school movement. So that piece, I don't think, is going to be a significant change for Florida.
We've seen the past couple, 3 years, just much more of an invasion in decision-making, even restricting what we can and can't do outside the bounds of federal dollars or federal grants.
In Santa Rosa County, Superintendent Tim Rosdick echoes Thomas' concerns about federal intervention at the local level. Another concern of Rosdick is DeVos' lack of public education experience, which she acknowledged on her first day.
I know I'm the newbie, and I have a lot to learn. I pledge to listen and learn from you and from stakeholders around our country. I hope to earn your trust and confidence as we work together.
I'm not immune to the idea that someone from the outside can't understand public education. My challenge to her, if she were to call me today, is come get to know public education before you make judgment about us.
That lack of a public school background, says Escambia County Superintendent Malcolm Thomas, will be a challenge.
Obviously, the more experience you have when you step into a new job, the better my years of experience prior to becoming superintendent certainly pave the road for me stepping into this job. She'll make probably more mistakes just because she doesn't know how the system works. So she'll have to learn that.
And then there's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Funding. Rosdick says they want to see fair and equitable funding for those federal dollars that come to Florida's 67 school districts.
For us to be able to control those locally and make decisions with them that best meet the needs of our students here. So I would really want to caution moms and dads and certainly legislators all over the country to closely examine where these dollars are going and what accountability is tied to them.
Every single person coming through the doors of a public school is educated, says Santa Rosa Superintendent Tim Rosdick, who adds that policy and polity should remain at the grassroots. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.